Going to the Market. A short story from The Man Who Counted, a collection of mathematical adventures, written by Malba Tahan. Several days later, having finished our day's work at the Vizier's Palace, we went for a stroll in the marketplace and the gardens of Baghdad. There was an unusually intense activity that afternoon because, only a few hours earlier, the rich caravans had arrived from Damascus. The arrival of the caravans was always a great event. It offered the only way to find out what other countries were producing and to mingle with the foreign tradesmen. The city was unusually active, bustling with life. It was impossible to enter the shoemaker's bazaar, for example. There were sacks and boxes of new merchandise all in the patios and storerooms. Foreigners from Damascus, wearing huge and multicolored turbans and sporting weapons at their belts, strolled casually through the marketplace, gazing indifferently at the stalls. There was a pronounced odor of incense, kif, and spice. The vegetable merchants were quarreling nearby, coming to blows, and hurtling insults at one another. A young guitarist from Mosul, sitting on some sacks, was singing a sad, droning tune. What matters the life of a man if people, for better or worse, live as simply as they can? Here ends my verse. The shopkeepers in the doors of their shops were hawking their wares, making exaggerated claims with fertile imagination. This cloth, look at it, it's worthy of an emir. Friends, here is a delicious perfume that recalls the love of your life. Look, O master, at these slippers and this beautiful kaftan that the genies recommend to the angels. Baramis was interested in an elegant bright blue turban that a hunchbacked Syrian was selling for 4 dinars. This merchant shop was quite unusual as well, for everything in it, turbans, boxes, daggers, bracelets, and so on, cost only 4 dinars. There was a sign that said in bright letters, "The 4 fours." Seeing that Baramis was interested in buying the turban, I said, "Such an extravagance seems mad to me. We only have a little money, and we have not yet paid for our lodgings." "It is not the turban that interests me," replied Baramis. "Did you notice that the shop is called the 4 fours? This is a coincidence of unusual importance." "A coincidence? Why?" "The name of this business recalls one of the wonders of calculus. Using 4 fours, we can get any number whatsoever." And before I could ask him about this mystery, Baramis explained by writing in the fine sand that was scattered on the floor. That is the story that sets up this math problem. Using 4 fours, you need to create all the digits between 0 and 9. Every question that you do must have 4 fours in it. No other number, just 4 fours. Good luck. Now here is your math problem. You can only use 4 fours and any math order of operations that you know. And you have to create equations that will allow you to have the digits 0 to 9 as answers. An example could be, to make 0, you could write something as easy as 44 subtract 44 equals 0. Please notice how you have used all 4 fours in this equation. Remember, your problem is to use 4 fours to create the digits 0 through 9. You must use 4 fours. Good luck. Have fun. Happy problem solving.